T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
For the first time in 3 years, Las Vegas City Council members recently met for several hours to discuss short-term priorities and long-term goals for the city. The three most important ideas seem to boil down to three issues: public safety, health care, and diversifying the economy. First, what is most important is that the city leaders recognize that the first role of any government body is the safety and welfare of its citizens. Everything else is secondary. Nothing else matters without the residents being safe and remaining safe. Many people believe the recognition of safety as a primary issue is linked to the homeless issue. The more that the homeless issue grows, the greater the risk to the quality of life. The greater the risk to the quality of life, the greater there are the chances of an increase in nefarious activities such as drug dealing and more. Councilman Cedric Creer, who represents part of the downtown area, said he hopes to have reduced the homeless issue by 90% in 2050. The truth is, if the homeless problem is not brought under control in the next 2 or 3 years, Las Vegas will look more like Los Angeles in 2050. The issue is that allowing homeless services in downtown is what attracts the homeless to downtown Las Vegas. The truth is also that as long as these homeless services remain in the downtown area, the homeless problem will continue to grow and businesses will continue to relocate to other parts of the valley. Mayor Carolyn Goodman says it was more important to successfully fix the homeless issue than to ensure that the city's economy is expanded beyond the gaming and hospitality industries. She said if there's homelessness, you will not have a diversified economy. You will not have an economy because everything will move out of this city to where the homeless aren't. She even suggested that one of the reasons why the Las Vegas Raiders chose to relocate to an unincorporated part of Clark County and not the city itself was because of the homeless issue. And she's probably right. As Councilwoman Michelle Fiore focused on a better use of space, she wondered why the city's Courtyard Homeless Resource Center wasn't built 10 to 15 floors tall. Her sense of land resource concerns are much appreciated, but even she was not thinking about the problems of bringing more homeless people to the downtown area. The entire city council would be well advised to remember the concept that if they build it, they will come, and they will come, and they will come, and, well, you get it. Jeremy Aguero, principal analyst for Applied Analysis, suggested that the concern over health care was more indicative of accessibility than quality. Councilwoman Olivia Diaz had her own set of priorities. She said one area to nurture should be a workforce training program for young people. Really? What are schools supposed to be for? She was also concerned about making parks safer, although most people generally give the parks and the park system good reviews across all wards. The workshop produced various ideas and suggestions about where the city should go in the not-too-distant years and in future years. The one thing that was most apparent was the need to make sure the residents are safe and secure. Everything else is secondary. And among one of the most important aspects of keeping the residents safe and secure are to effectively deal with the homeless issue. Resident safety and homelessness have got to be the main priorities of the city of Las Vegas. As for Councilwoman Michelle Fiore's idea of better utilizing land and building up, she is correct. The city of Las Vegas has limited land access, and encouraging buildings to grow up is smart and it is a necessity. The city council should take time to review their own suggestions and take their own suggestions to heart. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.